Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samach Tesam and Aleph. We're holding by the Gemara on Samach Tesam and Beis. So says the Gemara, Midakatani bits l'slavan mishaloi mechlal the kriya lavavaydihi. From the fact that we said that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to read from the Sefer Torah wearing his own personal clothing, so it's mashma that the kriya is not considered an avayda, and yet still v'katani imratz alikris v'bigdei bo, it's kairei. And yet still we said that if he wants to, even though it's not an avayda, we said if he wants to, he could wear the bigdei kahuna. So you see from here that shmas minah bigdei kahuna nidnu lehanes behen. You see that the Kohen is allowed to wear bigdei kahuna even shalei b'shas avayda. He's allowed to benefit from bigdei kahuna. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Dilmashani kriya de tzerich avaydahi. You can't bring a raya from here that even when the Kohen is just stop taking a walk, that he's allowed to wear bigdei kahuna. Kriya the Torah was different because it was tzerich avayda. It was part of the Seder Hayoyim, even though it's mamish, not mamish navayda. He's allowed to wear personal clothing, but it's also not mamish, not navayda. And therefore, he's allowed to wear the bigdei kahuna. The Boilon says the Gemara, we once asked the Shaila about this, about whether or not Big Day Kahuna didn't know the Hanes Ben, or he liked the new Hanes Ben, and says the Gemara Tashema, we have a Raya, that Lehayu Yashenim Big Day Kodesh. It says that they weren't allowed to sleep, the Kayhanim weren't allowed to sleep in the Big Day Kahuna. So it's Mashma from there, that it's Tafka Shenu Hudulai, Hamechal Achle. It's Mashma that they weren't allowed to sleep because it's a Chashash of Shami Yafiach. Maybe a person will pass gas while he's sleeping. But it's Mashma that anything that doesn't have that Sfara, like let's say to eat, so then he's allowed to eat wearing Big Day Kahuna. So you see, it's Nit Ulay Hanes Behen. Says the Gemara, no, Dumashani Achila. Maybe even though it's Mutter to eat in Big Day Kahuna, that's because Achila is different, the Tzerech Havaydihi. That's also called the Tzerech Havaydah. How is that? Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Va'achlo Isam, Asher Kupar Behem. We learn out from there that Malamed, Shakayhanim Oichlim, Ubailim Mishapran, that the Kayhanim eat from the Kachim and the Bailim get Kapara through their Achila. So therefore, their Achila is not totally removed from being an Havaydah. However, says the Gemara, we have another raya, because it's mashma sheinu udulai, it's tafka that they can't sleep in the Big Day Kahuna, because there's a chashash of shemi yafiach, ha-hiluchi mahalche, but if they want to, they could take a walk, so you see that's mutter lehanois. Says the Gemara, no, there's no diak. Bedin hu dehaluchi namiloi. Really, I could tell you that it's nothing to do with shemi yafiach, you're not allowed to be nana from Big Day Kahuna, you can't even take a walk in Big Day Kahuna. So why did the Mishnah stress that you can't sleep in it? Which anyways has a svara to say that it should be awesome because of Shem Yafiach, says the Gemara, because the Seifet Strichalei, because Peshtun Mekaplun Manichin Tachas Reishayim. Because we wanted to contrast it with the Seifa. We wanted to say in the Seifa that even though he can't wear it to sleep, that he's allowed to put it under his head as a pillow. So because we wanted to mention putting it under his head as a pillow, so we said that he's not allowed to sleep. But really, who had he can't take a walk in it either, and it could be that Big Day Kahuna are lightning or Lehanes Ben, you can't be Nana. Okay, well, says the Gemara, we'll bring a raya from the Seifa, because it says in the Seifa, you just quoted it. They're allowed to use it as a pillow. As a pillow. So, shmas mina, big de kuna, lihanes behen. You see, it's going to give their head some warmth. So, you see that big de kuna are mutter behana. Samra papa, leitem and tachas reishayan, eleema keneged reishayan. It's not underneath their head, mamish as a pillow, rather it means next to the head. Amr Misharshia Shmasmi not tefillin min atzad shaper dami. Well, Mustama, if Big Day Kahuna is mutter to put next to your head, then who had the tefillin also next to your head is going to be okay. But Al Kapanu said the Gemara was madcha the raya. We want to bring a raya that you see from the fact that they could use it as a pillow. The Big Day Kahuna mutter ba'ana. Says the Gemara, no, it means next to their head. And says the Gemara, hachanami mistaber. I'll bring you a raya that it really means next to the head. It's not just a dichwa that we're being madcha the raya. It's mistaber that really the Mishnah means next to the head. The Keneged Reishayan, that it means Neged Reishayan. Because if you would think that it means literally underneath their heads, it's a problem of Kalayim, the Ika Avne, because there's the Avne which is made out of Kalayim, so even though in terms of their Kedusha, in terms of like Me'ila, it's Matur Bahana, but how come Hamisani Me'Kalayim, but they're being Nana from the Kalayim, so Elamai doesn't mean underneath their head, that's how we know anyways it doesn't mean underneath the head, it must mean, the same for must mean next to their head, Neged Reishayan. Well, says the Gemara, Hanichlam ad Amar Avneto Shekoin Gadol B'yom Kippur Zehu Avneto Shekoin Hedyet. That's understandable if you say. So sorry, now we don't have a raya, we don't have a kasha, if the avnet of the Kohen Hedyet was similar to the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, meaning that it wasn't made out of Kalayim, so then there's no kasha. But if you say that the Kohen's Hedyet was made out of Kalayim, it wasn't like the Kohen Gadol's avnet on Yom Kippur, it was made out of Kalayim, so then how was he allowed to sleep on it? Elamai, we have a raya that it was Neged Reishayan. And maybe you'll say that no, if you look in the Torah, it's clear that Kalayim is only asur to put on you. But Bahatzah Ashari, but there's no problem for you to put your head on top of Kalayim. Like Vatani, but we learned in the Braisa, the Layala Alecha of Alatamutr, Latzil Tachtecha, that even though you can't put it on you, but you're allowed to go on top of it, you're allowed to use it as the sheet. However, it says the Braisa, of Avru Chachamim, Asur Lasis, Kain Kashem, Tikarich Nima Achas Al Basara, you still can't even go on top of it, Midurabonon, because maybe a thread will go on top of you, and you'll be nanda from the Kalayim on top of you. So you see that even to go on top of Kalayim is at least an Isidur Rabbanon, and therefore it must be it was Neged Reishayin and not Tachas Reishayin. No, there's still no Raya, because maybe it was Tachas Reishayin, but there was some sort of sheet in between the Big Dekahuna and their heads, so that's why there was Mutter. But that can't be, because Va'amar Rav Shimon ben Pazdi, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Amar Rebbe Mishum Kala Kedisha Shei Yerushalayim, that the halacha is that afilu eser matzoi zu al gavzu, u klayim tachtayin, aser lishayin aleyin. Even if you have 10 sheets, one on top of the other, and only the bottom one is klayim, you still can't sleep on it, because we're still chayshish. So, alav shmamina, keneged reishayin shmamina. It must be that it was keneged reishayin, not mamis tachas reishayin. Rav Ashi Amar loylam tachas reishayin. No, really, I could tell you that was underneath their heads mamish. You're asking about kamisani miklayim. Then what about the klayim issue? I'll tell you that big dekuna kashanin, the big dekuna are very made out of a stiff and hard material, and therefore there's no problem. Alt klayim ki hadam rav huna braid rav yeshua hay damta gamda denarish shario. It's motor mishum klayim because since this hard, it's hard felt. It doesn't provide much warmth. So therefore, it's motor doesn't have an issue of klayim at least with regards to going on top of it. So therefore, it could be really be that they actually slept on top of the big dekuna. So there's no raya either way. Tashema, so we're still stuck. We have no raya whether or not big dekuna mutter bahana or not. So it says the Gemara final raya tashema big dekuna yoytze ben lamedina aser. You can't wear them outside of Harabayis. Uva mikdash, however, on Harabayis. So then ben b'shas avoida ben shloi b'shas avoida. It's mutter. Bibnesh big dekuna nitnu lehanis behen shmamina. You see straight out in the Braisa, it says that the kohanim are allowed to wear the big dekuna even shloi b'shas avoida. So you see straight out that it's mutter bahana. There's still a problem of wearing it by Medina because that's a bezayon. It's wearing it like regular clothing, but at least in the mikdash, in the harabai, on harabai, it's always mutter. So now we finished that chiluk of the sugya. But frak the gemara of Medina lai, is that really true? That you're now allowed to wear big day kahuna outside Harabayis, but Tani, but we learned in the Braisa, it says in Megillah Tainis, that Be'eser v'chamisha v'teves, Yoyim haragrizimu, it's the Yoyim haragrizim, Deloy lemisbud, it's a day, that you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to give a hesped, it's Yoyim, and what's so special, what happened on that day? It's Yoyim shebikshu kusiyim as based on Alokeinu Alexandra's mukdan. It's the day that the kusiyim, they asked Alexandra's for permission to the lachriva, they asked for permission for the Beis HaMikdash to destroy it, unisanu lahem, and Alexandra's gave them rishos, bayu v'hidiyu Shimon HaTzadik. So they were coming towards Shimon HaTzadik, and some people informed Shimon HaTzadik about what was happening. So Ma also, what did he do? He was the kohen gadol at the time. So lavash big dekuna v'nisatev big dekuna. He put on his big dekuna umiyakiri Yisrael imay, and he took along with him some of the chashuva people in Klal Yisrael. Vavuka shel ar b'yidehen, and they had torches of fire in their hands. V'chol alayla halalu halchem mitzadze v'halalu halchem mitzadze. The kusiyim with Alexandros are coming from their side, and Shimon HaTzadik was coming with the Yisraelim from his side, with the Yakiri Yisrael. When it came out with the Shachar, there was some light, so Alexandra saw that people were approaching him. So Amr Lahem, so he said to the Kusiyim that were with him, Mihalalu, who are these people? So Amr Lai, so the Kusiyim said to him, these are the Yehudim Shemardu Bacha. These are the Jews that we were telling you about, that they're rebelling against you. So Kevin Shagia L'Antipatris, once they got to this certain city, Zarchachamu Paguza Bezeh, so then there was much more light, and they mamish, they were facing each other. Kevin Shara L'Shimon HaTzad, once Alexandros was able to see Shimon HaTzadik, Yarami Merkafta, he got off of his chariot, Vishtachim Alefanav, and he started bowing to Shimon HaTzadik. So that's not the result that the Kusiyim wanted. So Amru Lai, the Kusiyim said to Alexandros, Melch Gadol Kamaischa, Yishtachim Aliyudi Zeh, you, such a Chashev, a king, ruler of the world, you're bowing to this Jew. So Amr Lahem, so Alexandros explained to them, and he said, that Demus Dukna Shalzem, and Atzachas Lefanai, the base Melchamti. It's this person's Demus, Shimon HaTzadik, that I see when I go to war. He's the reason reason for my success. Amar Lahem, so Alexandra said to the Jews, he said, Lama Basim, where are you heading? Where are you going? So Amaru, they said, Afshir Bayesh, Mispalim Bayalechav, Amachuscha, Shalot Tichar, Techrav, is it possible the house, that's the place that we daven for you? That's the place that we daven for your Malchus, that it shouldn't get destroyed. Yasucha, Ivde Kochavim, Lachrivoy, and some Ivde Kochavim are going to mislead you to destroy it. So Amar Lahem, so he said to them, who are, Mihalalu, who are these people that are out there to get you and to destroy this place that you daven for me in? So Amru Lai, so they said to him, it's Kusim Halalu, it's these people that are right next to you, these Kusim, Shaim Dim Lefanecha. So Amar Lahem, so the Melech, the Alexandra said to the Yidden, Harehe Mesurim Yideichem, you can do with them whatever you want, they're in your hands, I'm giving you rishus to do with them as you please. Miyad, immediately, Nakvum Bikvehem, the Yidden, they made holes in the heels of the Kusim, Uslam Bizanvi Susayim, and they hung them to the tails of their horses, Vahayu Megarin Oysen Al Koitzim Valabarkanim, and they dragged them through on the different thorns and thistles, Adshigula Hargrizim, until they got to Hargrizim. Hargrizim is where the Kusim, that's where they lived. Kevin Shigula Hargrizim, once they got to Hargrizim, Harashuhu, so they plowed over everything that the Kusim had planted, Uzaruhu Karshinin, and they planted, Karshinin, what they call it, vetch, but the point is that once you plant Karshinin, so there's no planting anything else after that. So they mamash destroyed the whole Hargrizim for them. Kedarach Shabikshu Lasis Abeis Elokeinu, the same way that they, the Kusim, wanted to do to the Beis Elokeinu, to the Beis HaMikdash. Va'isa Hayoim, so on that day, Asuhu Yomtiv, they made it into a Yomtiv, and that's why you can't fast or give a hesped on that day. Now, Kapanim, we're bringing this whole story, you see that Shimon HaTzadik wore the big dekuhuna outside of Har HaBayis. So says the Gemara to Terutzim. They weren't actually big dekuhuna. He wasn't makdish them. But they were the same clothing. It just, he wasn't makdish them. He just wore it because they were nice. And Vibayis Eima, Eis Lassus Hashem, Efirus Arisecha. Then no, they felt it was a sakana. Shimon HaTzadik felt it was a sakana. And therefore, he was matur, this iser of wearing the big dekuhuna outside of the Har HaBayis. He felt that he needed to do it, so therefore he gave a special heter called Eslasos Lashem Hefirus Arisecha.